The topic of the day, obviously, with the San Francisco 49ers is Christian McCaffrey goo. And yesterday he talked to the media, and we haven't had a chance to hear any of this sound. So I say we take a listen to it, and then we try to figure out.
I got something for you all.
Yeah, then I think we try to figure out what we think's going on here. But here's here's how Christian McCaffrey prepares, injury or no.
On Monday morning, just moving around a little bit. You know, I prepare every week to play. My mindset every week is I'm going to play. You know, there's been weeks where I'll go the full week, not even feeling good enough to do the walkthrough. And then I wake up and my body's capable of a lot of cool things. And, you know, mentally, I'm always prepared to play. And then woke up and it was a group decision, very tough one. I hate not playing, but look at it as a chess move and, you know, something that hopefully we can benefit from the rest of the season.
All right. So that's Christian McCaffrey talking about how it was a group decision. And I think the thing that stuck out to me there, Goo, and I think we got to be ready for it, is I don't think we can assume because he's not practicing or because he's limited that it means he won't play. Because I just heard him say that there were times he could barely make a walkthrough,
man,
which is on a Saturday, and then he wakes up Sunday, feels good, and plays. So it really does kind of feel like something that may linger a little bit, but some days are better than others. And if a game falls on a day or a period of time when it's feeling good, then he's going to play. If not, then I guess they're going to have a decision to make.
Yeah, and you know what resonated with me yesterday, Stoudy, was the crossover with Willard and Dibbs. And Willard was basically, he made the point, and he was right on, nobody knows if 6 weeks is going to be enough, Stoudy,
right,
or 4 weeks. But hearing that sound, I'm telling you, this means something to me. McCaffrey, I don't think he's on that time of, you know what, I'm just going to shut it down for 4 or 5 weeks. It's like he's a gladiator, Stoudy, and he's like, if I feel good, I'm going to go, and what happens, happens. And the wannabe doctors like myself, I'll put you in the camp, and Evan are like, are we so sure that's the right prescription? You know what I'm saying? But he's looking at it from a gladiator standpoint. Like, Stoudy, there's a possibility he's on the field Sunday at 10 a.m. in Mini.
Yeah, I think it's possible. I think it's possible. I wouldn't say it's probable.
But how scary is that for the fans? Because obviously he's facing it head on. It's almost like if something happens, it happens, Goo.
Well, you know, you asked the question, how scary is it for the fans? And they can certainly answer for themselves at 888-957-9570. I mean, I think in the short term, you got to feel pretty good about Jordan Mason. I think on a small level, you probably are wondering, if you're Kyle Shanahan, how does he rebound from a 28 carry performance when he's never carried that much before? I think that's a fair way to go into this game. And maybe you're going to have to use Mason and another back this week if McCaffrey's not ready. But I'll tell you what.
Go ahead, because I got something for you.
You know, I look at Jordan Mason kind of as a backup quarterback, and that is you don't want him to start a lot of the games because that means something's wrong with your starter. But if you have to play him 3, 4, 5 games to get you over the hump, I don't think there's anybody out there that feels bad that Jordan Mason is the backup and that he's probably going to be the guy to replace McCaffrey. I think in the short term, 49er fans got to feel pretty good about that.
Okay, I understand that, but let me run something by you all. So McCaffrey got his money.
Yeah.
He's prideful. I called him a gladiator. He's earned it. You watch him, Stoney. He's not Earl Campbell. He's not the biggest guy, but he's tough. He takes a lot of pounding. Do you think at all, tell me if I'm on crazy street, the fact that Mason had so much success Monday night, not that he's insecure, but we hear athletes all the time talking about, you know what, I could have sat out, but I don't want my backup, you know, to get some rhythm, not to where he's forgotten, because we know how important he is. Like, I'm just asking you, do you think that, give me 5% of his thought process might be, hey, Jordan had a good game, Christian McCaffrey's happy for his teammate, but if I can go when maybe I shouldn't, I'm going to go just so I can hold it down. We don't need the emergence of young J.P. Mason Just a thought.
What percentage do you want me to meet you?
Well, I'm on Crazy Street.
Yeah,
I'm
like, I think so.
You at the corner. I'll come pick you up, but
I'm not getting in the car.
Okay. All right.
I think McCaffrey's a made man.
No, I know that.
No, but I also.
But the ego part of it.
Nah.
Where nobody, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
When I'm out and Evan's in here and I ain't McCaffrey and he's killing it.
Well,
and,
that's the point.
And you're out and Evan's killing it. I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah, I guess that speaks to the security of each of us.
Yeah. I'm not saying being insecure, but just, you know, let me defuse the young fella behind me.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Well, I'm not saying it's malicious. It's pride.
Yeah.
Well,
just a thought. Well, here's what he said about Jordan Mason, Christian McCaffrey, and see if we can read into it.
I'm so proud of him. When you're in a rhythm and you're in a groove, you let him be. And he showed that, man. And I was so pumped for him. And, you know, just everything that he's done all camp, you know, he's earned that and it balled out and it showed.
Did you talk to him after the game?
Yeah, absolutely.
What'd you say?
Yeah, congrats. Mm-hmm. Yeah, congratulated him. We got a special room and he's right there in the play and someone who's going to help our team a lot this year. So I'm happy he's in our room and super happy for him.
He gets into a rhythm and a groove.
I believe him.
Let him be. Huh? Let him be.
And I believe he's happy for him.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I got to believe he's ecstatic, and I'll bet you Kyle Shanahan's pretty happy, too.
But I left the stadium with Evan Monday night. Stoney got in the car thinking there's no way McCaffrey has a chance to play this week. This is something they'll slow play, but hearing McCaffrey, Russell Crowe, the Gladiator, talk, like I really believe now, I would bet that he's playing.
Boy, if I had a bet.
Like if you're at the counter right now, Stoney, 5 stacks.
Is that 500? Oh, my God, 5,000.
Yeah.
So I'm betting 5,000 on whether he plays or not?
Yeah, right now.
I'd say he's not playing.
Hmm?
I'd have to bet on him not playing.
Hmm.
Just because.
Explain the because.
Just because it's the second game of the year and. Why not err on the side of caution? Why would you bet he is playing?
From the sound we've heard. And also, there's one we haven't heard from, Stoney. I don't know if you can cue it up.
Sure.
The distraction. He doesn't want to be that player that I think I'm playing. I think I'm good. I don't know if I'm playing. Like, all that is a turnoff to him. And when you're injured, I feel like that's par for the course. It's like you're not doing anything on purpose, but you're dealing with an ailment.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about Christian McCaffrey and whether or not he's going to play against the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings beat the 49ers last year 22-17. 22-17 behind Kirk Cousins. And he was 35 for 45.
Damn. He was throwing that thing.
Yeah.
But now we, the Sam Darnold revenge game.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Travis is in Oakland. Wants to talk a little Jordan Mason. What's up, Trav? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Doing well.
That's great. That's great. Love the show. I just wanted to talk about how Jordan Mason wasn't used in the Super Bowl and the playoffs when they knew he had this talent already. And I really felt like that he could have been the one that softened up the defenses because he's a power runner.
Man.
And then you had McCaffrey come right behind him and be, you know, the finesse that busts the big play because they're beat up. You know? I knew last year because can I get a little drop? I know y'all do the drop sometimes. I know a guy from my hometown of Kentucky that works for the 49ers, and I wanted to ask him. I never got around to it. Like, you know, with the Ayuk situation, it's the same thing. Like, why wasn't he used? But I guess, you know, he couldn't learn the plays or he wasn't as focused or whatever it was. I always wanted to ask him, like, why wasn't Jordan Mason played more? Did he not have the focus? Was he like, a wild child or what? You know, like, I don't know.
Let me take a crack at it. I'm Daryl Steinmetz. Kyle Shanahan's style is he's going to run the one trick pony. The Ferrari is McCaffrey. And I guess he's not into, you know, doing the two headed monster or three headed monster. That's all I can think of.
I think they will learn from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Look how they ran Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown into the ground throughout the season. Oh. Then when it came to the playoffs, they never finished.
Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, Travis, appreciate the call. I mean, the minute Travis started talking, the first thing I thought about was the Warriors and Kuminga and Moody and Wiseman, and how
the youth,
a lot of fans wanted those guys to play and have more of a role. And I guess Steve Kerr thought they weren't ready. The only thing I can think of with Jordan Mason, keep in mind, he was an undrafted player.
Man, that's crazy.
So I think, Travis, what I would tell you is, you know, you're asking why Jordan Mason didn't spell McCaffrey more last year. Maybe it's because Kyle Shanahan didn't trust him enough to spell him last year. But what if I told you that I kind of think the process is now starting? That's the one thing that I think Guru's probably going to come out of this, even though, you know, I think it's going to be something Kyle Shanahan's not crazy about. And that is, I think the 49ers have to monitor McCaffrey's touches and the pounding he takes just a little bit more than they have in the past.
It's interesting, Stani, and it'll be something that will rear its head and we'll be able to find out. And I think, and I was at the game again for the millionth time Monday, and Debo got up slow. He's incredible, Stani. We know he's a tank, a collision, but he got up slow a few times. And I know you're going to say it's tackle football, it's a rough sport, but those eight carries, let's just assume McCaffrey plays. Do you think Jordan Mason gets, though? Like, there should never be a game that the Niners play from here on out, I believe, partner, and you could call me prisoner of the moment, where Jordan Mason shouldn't get 5 to 7 carries, Stani. But
seems to make sense. That makes sense to me.
Only because of the injury, or we got a glimpse of what Mason could do against a Robert Saleh defense?
Mostly because of the McCaffrey injury.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if Christian McCaffrey were 26 or 25,
he's 28.
This wouldn't be an issue, but at 28, guys get a little bit older. And I think whether Kyle Shanahan wants to or not, he's going to have to figure out a way to use McCaffrey judiciously. And I think if you ask most 49er fans about how Shanahan coaches, I don't think he likes to coach that way. Yeah. But he may have to work within some parameters that he's not used to working in.
So I'm not wrong when I say this. If that does happen, this will be the first time since McCaffrey's been a Niner that he's sharing the rock, per se, because of injury or whatever the reason is. Like, I can't wait to see how that, you know, what Kyle does.
Well, how many carries would
if he plays,
Mason have to get for you to say they're sharing, I guess is what?
It would be double digits. Like, if he got 10 to 12.
Yeah, see, I think that's high for him if McCaffrey's playing, but who knows? 888-957-9570 is the number. Christian McCaffrey, some more. Christian McCaffrey on his mindset going into not just this week, but every week.
You know, I'm not lying. I think as soon as a player says, you know, maybe I'll play, maybe I won't, that's not a good mentality to go into a week with, you know, when you're kind of on the fence. So for me, I'm ready to go.
So it sounds to me, what sounds to me like he will have to be told he's not playing. Because I think if you asked him today, he's practicing this week like he's going to play, because if he feels good Sunday, he's going to play. I think he's practicing like he's going to play.
It sounds like it.
And if he doesn't feel great on Sunday, he just won't play. That's the way it sounds to me.
But what if he feels great? Will they still pull him to the side like I've been lobbying for and say, hey, Christian, just sit this one out?
I think if he says he feels great, you got to play him.
And I really feel like 25 total touches with the bat, like they'll use him like they have. And you never know what the right way, like Willard kept saying yesterday, are we so sure 7 weeks he's gonna be any better? And if he's telling you he's ready to go, I guess he's earned that, Stani. Like, he's not on eggshells about, oh, it might go Durant. He ain't thinking about none of that.
No,
how does he feel
so
Sunday morning?
This from Chicago Jason on the YouTube chat. He says splitting carries would be like 60-40. So that would be, let's say, about McCaffrey, 15 carries, and Mason, 10. Mm. 15 and 10 is what would be essentially a 60-40 split. So we'll see how it all plays out. But obviously, it's the biggest decision the 49ers are going to have to make this week, and that is whether or not to play Christian McCaffrey. One last thing, because this is always something that's talked about when we talk about a calf and an Achilles, and that is, does the turf make any difference as opposed to natural grass? Of course, this game Sunday is on turf in Minneapolis. Is turf an issue?
Yeah, if you can't run on turf, you can't run on the field. Can't run on grass, can't run on turf. If you can go, you can go.
John Wayne, man. He ain't hearing none of that, Stoney. If you can go, you can go. Man.
Maybe I'd take that $5,000 now and put it on McCaffrey to play.
Yeah. I mean, man, if again, the wordplay, everything coming from him is like, miss me with all that soft stuff. And then he said that he didn't like that mentality of, and I'm like, damn, is that really a mentality, Stoney? If you're ailing, to take it day by day, minute by minute, you know, and see how you feel, you know, on the weekend or the morning of the game. But he's calling that a whack mentality.
I guess my question to 49er fans is how far do you think this team could go if this McCaffrey thing lingers? If the McCaffrey injury lingers, let's say 6-8 games, how confident are you in Jordan Mason? I think they could survive with Jordan Mason for a good chunk of the season. I do wonder about the postseason and late in the season when the opponents start getting better and you maybe are playing playoff teams. But I feel like this is just the way I feel. You tell me if you agree. Yeah. If McCaffrey were to miss the year and they just used Jordan Mason, they're still winning 10 games.
No doubt.
I think.
I agree. Okay, and that's why I came away, or we did, some of us, just blown away at his brilliance, Kyle, in regard to scheming it up, regardless of who the player is. And I know it's a different position, but Jimmy Garoppolo looked the best he could possibly look. Played in the Super Bowl under the tutelage of Kyle Shanahan. Now, I went to the lab again, Stoney. Last night.
Oh.
And I'm watching the game again, and for whatever Robert Saleh was doing, and it goes back to J.P. Mason, their gap integrity was, it felt like UI and Evan could run through those holes. So I need to answer your question, more sample of Jordan Mason running against Minnesota, who might load the box and dare the Niners' aerial attack to beat them. Okay. Like, and I think they can, but in order for me to say Mason can hold it down, there's got to be different defenses they face, and that's what's so interesting about this matchup Sunday is we already saw last year, I think the Vikings, with that six-man front, Stoney, held them to 1.53 yards after contact. That was the Niners' lowest of the season.
Oh,
they were selling out.
You were in the lab.
No, I'm just saying. They were selling out to stop the run, and they beat them. Now, you could call and say, no Debo, no Trent, Goo. I get it, but if I'm the Vikings, J.P. Mason ain't beating us. You're going to have to throw it with Ayuk, who hadn't even, you know, worked on his rapport with Brock Purdy. That's how you got to beat me.
I think the way the 49ers are comprised, I don't think they're going to be able to be stopped with a one-dimensional defense like that.
All right.
I just don't.
I'm not mad at you, but.
And I think you're right. I mean, those numbers are impressive from last year's game. But you're correct. There was no Trent Williams, yeah, and there was no Debo Samuel. So, I mean, I think the way the 49ers are comprised, they can beat you multiple ways.
All right.
And if you take away the run, and this is where I think the difference is between Brock Purdy and anybody else who's quarterback the 49ers, and that is, if you take the run away, you can dare their quarterback to beat you. I'm not sure you can do that with Brock Purdy because I think he will beat you. He, with just smart decisions and taking what the defense gives you.
And he's 18-4 as a starter in the regular season.
Yeah, and I just think that's something that would have had or has better success against a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo, just because Purdy, to me, is better and more polished than Jimmy G. So we'll find out probably more later today and into tomorrow whether or not Christian McCaffrey's going to play.
This is going to be a game time again.
Yeah, I think it is too. I think it is too. But I think they're gonna go about doing things the same way they did in week one, saying the hope is he's going to play, the hope is he's going to play, the hope is he's going
to
play.
Now, I do have to say this, just going off of J.P. Mason's great game and great night, one thing that did rear its head, regardless of who you believe, he did say he knew Friday he was starting. So you could do with that information what you will. We're saying it's a game-time decision. It sounds like J.P. was alerted Friday from someone within the organization, Stani, that he was going to be running back one.
Yeah, I feel like I got to say this, and I think most people agree with me. Like, in a way, poor Jordan Mason.
I hated that for him.
Yeah, he gets caught up in that crap that he has nothing to do with.
Tell it his truth.
And he may have just answered the question honestly, but Kyle Shanahan didn't say start. He just said be ready to play. In any event, to me, it doesn't matter whether Mason was going to start or not. Kyle Shanahan did what every coach is going to do on a Friday and say, look, Kyle, you know, he's banged up a little bit. You may have to go.